Chapter 44. Dragonfire rained down toward the apparatus. Bezog unleashed the power of the Elderwood staff. A powerful arc of energy scattered the ranks of the dragons. Beside him, Sasha deflected fire and lightning with shield after shield.
"There's too many!"
she yelled. Dragons landed and rushed. Two towering figures, more than 20 feet tall, stepped into their path. It was Shum and Hoven. Their dragon needles had become gigantic lances. They skewered one dragon after the other. There was smoke and fire, and the dust of battle began to roll. Bezog heard Brenwar shouting out in the clamor,
"Take that! And that! And that, you foul wizards! Warhammer! Warhammer!"
A grayscaler, little bigger than him, slid between Shum and Hoven's ranks and charged at Sasha's blind side. Bezog swung his staff around and connected with its head. The dragon sagged into the ground, dead, leaving Sasha gasping.
"Are you all right?"
he said. Sasha nodded.
"Yes. Now keep fighting."
A dragon tail licked out of the smoke and swept Bezog from his feet. His head hit hard on the ground.
Ugh.
A dragon pounced on him, copper-scaled and copper-eyed. It pinned Bezog under his staff and snapped at him with his jaws. Its breath was as foul as the acid that dripped from its mouth onto Bezog's chest.
"Ah!"
he moaned.
"Oh, help!"
He heard Sasha scream for help. His power ignited. The Elderwood staff flared, and the copper dragon exploded into ashes. Chest burning, Bezog scrambled to his feet. Sasha strained to fend off two gray scalers with her mystic shield. Superior in size and power, the dragons pressed in for a lethal attack. One of the dragon's long tails coiled back to strike. Bezog wouldn't make it in time.
"Sasha! Sasha, watch out!"
A blur whizzed by Bezog and sliced into the nearest dragon. It was Riri. His body and blades moved at impossible speeds. He was a whirling dervish of flashing steel. The grayscaler growled and hissed as Riri ripped through his scales.
"Get away from my mother, dragon!"
Riri cried out. On the other side, a bulk fell out of the sky, landed on the other dragon's neck, and wrestled it to the ground. It was Samas. He punched at the dragon with fists made of iron. With tremendous punches, he pummeled the beast into submission. Bezog caught Sasha up in his arms. Her forehead was beaded in sweat. All around them was the clamorous chaos of battle.
"Can you still fight?"
he said to her.
"I still have plenty in me. I've just never fought two dragons before."
She squinted.
"And these dragons better not hurt my boys."
Her hands charged up with blue light. She summoned a fireball and hurled it at a dragon engaged with Rary. The blast knocked off its scales.
"Mother!"
Rary said.
"I'm a big elf. I can take care of myself."
In a flash of speed, he assaulted another. A sky raider landed on top of the barn, crushing it to splinters. Another one landed behind it, followed by another. There was enough fire in them to lay waste to the farm in one breath.
"Everyone to me!"
Bezog yelled.
"Everyone, now!"
The giants Shum and Hoven kept fighting the dragons that hung all over them. They both bled from at least a dozen wounds. Valiant, unfailing. Bezog heard the first Sky Raider taking in a breath. Any second, it would wipe them out. Then, out of the sky, a blur of fur and muscle appeared. Sansla Lieber. Fists ready. flew into the dragon and smote him in the face with ram-like force. Another figure ran through the streets toward the Sky Raiders, getting bigger with every stride. It was Gorley, transforming into a giant made of stone. He tackled the Sky Raider and drove it to the ground. The other Sky Raiders pounced Gorley the stone giant. They attacked with fire and claws.
No!
Bezog yelled.
Come back! Come back to me!
Shum, Hoven, Sansla, and Gorley kept fighting. So did Samas and Rary close by.
Samas! Rary! To me!
The sons broke off their attack and hurried back to their parents. Bezog jammed the butt of his staff to the ground. A mystic yellow dome formed around them and the apparatus protecting them, with a few dragons inside. Sasha unleashed her power on the dragons. Rary and Samas cut and pounded down the others. Rary stuck his tongue out at Samas.
I wept more than you,
wizard,
Brenwar said, emerging from behind the apparatus with Pilpin. The pair were bloody and battered.
What do we do?
Dragons, eyes glowing green, pressed the mystic dome from all over. Bezog could feel their full weight on him. Sweat dripped down his face.
I don't know,
he said.
I don't know.
His violet eyes darted around their surroundings. The apparatus of Rune sat quiet. Lydorn and Harvike's bodies sat behind it, frozen stiff. How could a weapon so powerful fail? The protective dome began to crack. The dragons were too many. He could only hold them off for seconds longer. Sasha wrapped her arms around his waist and lent him all the strength she had left.
You did your best, husband. You did your best. Being your wife has been an honor.
Shards of magic cracked away from the shield. His sons joined in the hug as well.
Keep fighting, father,
Rary yelled.
Keep fighting!
Bezog found new strength, and a desperate thought emerged.
Brenwar!
What?
Aim the apparatus of Rune at the jack site.
Then what?
Fire it!
Pilpin scrambled up the ladder and shoved Lydorn and Harvike out of their seats.
Sorry, commanders.
Brenwar huffed up behind him. More shards of energy fell. Dragon horns pounded through the mystic dome. Dragons squirmed through.
Hurry, Brenwar! Hurry!
Pilpin and Brenwar worked the gears with the handles, and Brenwar yelled,
I can't even see what I'm aiming at!
Just do your best, for the love of Morgan, and fire!